The strike is still going on because the demands have not been met. Our demands is 8.6% for salary increases, 1,000 rand for housing allowance, and equalization of medical aid and the implementation date of the 1st of April every year.
There are those who would say that these are very difficult economic times, and why can't your union help the country go through these difficult times?
We think that our demands originally were 11% and 1,000 rand for housing allowance. We did compromise, taking into consideration all the other factors affecting our country and our workers. We also believe that the recession has affected more the working people who already are not earning enough. So obviously, in terms of rising costs for electricity in our country, but also the rising cost in terms of the food basket and fuel, has added more to our members. And clearly, we think that the demands we are putting are more reasonable and very legitimate.
Another thing is that some people say that the strike is affecting many aspects of the society, including hospitals where people who are sick may not be getting the correct treatment.
The strike is affecting all the services in our country. All the time when we were refusing to go on strike, we had pushed the government to understand that once the public service strike continues, it may have got catastrophic effects. And the government clearly did not listen. And therefore, we are just only putting it across all our communities to say, let us make sure that the government responds to the demand of the workers so that we go back to our workplaces and render the essential services to our people.
There's been allegations that your people have been involved in violence. So can you comment on that?
What we have indicated clearly is that as a responsible union, we have called upon our members to withdraw their labor and not engage themselves in anything that can jeopardize the demands that they have put forward, which demands are legitimate. We have called upon them to denounce violence and not intimidate any other person, because we believe that our strike and our cause is just.
You mentioned that the union wants, I think, 8.6% wage increase. The government has offered 7%. Would you settle for something in between?
We're saying the government must come with a revised offer, and therefore that will be a subject of negotiation at the level of negotiation.
So as things stand, are you people negotiating, you and the government, or are you at a standstill?
Since we embarked on the strike, the government has also embarked on other processes, for example, of interdicting the workers and also signing that particular agreement with the intention of implementing the agreement unilaterally after 21 days. So therefore, the government has not shown any willingness to come back to the table so that we can be able to negotiate an acceptable settlement so that we can be able to build on the collective bargaining processes, so that we do not have hostilities and hardening of attitude.